If you want to get in on some great sockeye angling on the Buskin River, you'd better get to it. Both the Buskin and the Fognak Rivers are seeing strong runs of reds this year, and the Buskin run is expected to peak in the next 7 to 10 days. That's the short version of the sockeye story from Kodiak Area Sports Fish Management biologist Don Tracy.
If they want to catch red salmon, now is definitely the time. Even though we're at about 25% of the historic run timing for the Buskin and the Fognak River runs, that timing is going to accelerate fairly quickly. Both of these runs are typically June runs, and they're happening right now. And so if we are going to have strong returns based on the current projections, the peak of both runs will occur within the next 7 to 10 days. And so we'll really see, for anglers and subsistence users, we're really going to see some good numbers of fish coming in if the indications that we've gotten so far continue to pan out. So I would say go fishing.
Fish and Game is projecting that both the Buskin and the Karlik will exceed escapement goals, but Tracy says since only 20 to 25% of the historic run has gone through the weirs, it's too early to say whether or not the projected number of fish will actually materialize.
Still, even though the numbers look really strong right now, it's still a little bit early. Things could change. The weir counts could taper off over the next week or so, and the runs could still end up being average to below average. But right now, it looks really promising, and if the current trend continues with the sockeye salmon runs at the Buskin and the Fognak Rivers, we'll certainly be in a position in the next few days where we'll be able to consider liberalizing the sport fishery, increasing bag limits so that anglers can have an opportunity to harvest more of those surplus fish.
The Buskin is one of three red salmon runs on the road system. The others are Passagshack and Saltry, though the Saltry requires a little more effort to get there. The Passagshack sockeye return starts mid-June, peaks in early July, and is over by the end of that month. Saltry is the latest and typically the largest red run within driving distance. It begins in early July and peaks later in July. Fish and Game has a boatload of information on fishing salmon and other species around the island. One is an 8-page Kodiak-specific fishing report, which gives the particulars for fishing on or off the road on Kodiak Island. A link to the fishing report will be on our website a little bit later this morning.